Crazy Big Fish by Jill Adams. Episode 2, A Dog's Life.
Suddenly Monday appears again. Where was the weekend? I lost it again. Ran to the bus stop. It's never on time. I couldn't get...
Hiya, you're through to Crazy Big Fish Theatre Company. If you're ringing about the read-through for the play Fish and Leather, please leave your name and details and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Jill, it's me, Sandy, here. Look, even though there's not an acting role for me, I am really interested in doing makeup and costume. In fact, I'm banking on it. If I have to stay in this god-awful town, then I need a creative outlet. I know you'll understand. And anyway, after you left yesterday, I swear to God, Fish and Leather arrived. Honestly, they were miles more suitable than them other two stuck up.
Hiya, this is Pauline Smith here. Look, I'm just ringing to let you know I can make this read-through tonight. But I'm just going to have to bring my little dog with me. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to ring you about. She's just thrown up all over my knee.
Hiya, this is Babs here, Jill. I'd like a chance to be a stage manager. And I'm going to go to the library and get a book and find out what they do. Sandy's just rung me and she said I should tell you about Pauline and Rita. Well, they're certainly right for the parts. If they're still talking to each other, that is. Anyway, don't worry, I won't let you down. And I'm really looking forward to... Sorry, I just realised my dad hadn't shouted at me to get off the phone. Oh, I better go see if he's...
You're up early, ma'am.
So are you.
I know. I couldn't sleep. I meant to be ringing that Pauline woman today to let her know what time she can come round and read through the scripts with me. I tell you now, she's a right bossy madam. I don't even know if I like her.
You don't have to like her. Well, not much. Go on, just give her a ring.
What if Billy's in all day?
Make him stay in his shed.
He's a grown man, Mother. I can't make him do anything.
Only because he's bone idle.
Don't start, ma'am. I wish I'd never let you talk me into this in the first place. She doesn't know I can't read. God knows what she'll think when she finds out.
You can read. You've just never learned proper. That's
well, I've still not decided if I'm going to give it a go or not.
You're not going to start keep fit again, are you? Well, I'm telling you straight, I'm not eating rabbit food again.
No, well, we'll feed you dog food, shall we?
Leave it, Mother.
On the piddling bit of money you bring in, that's all we'll all be eating soon.
Yeah, well, it might help if you'd hurry up and peg it. Then there'd be one less mouth to feed.
Are you going to let him speak to me like that,
Peter? Oh, shut up.
Hello? Who? I think you must have the wrong number.
Look, I know you can't talk, so just listen instead. Pretend I'm selling you double glaze in a summit. I know you said not to ring, but my answer machine's on the blink. And I'm going to have to take Diana out for a walk. I think she needs the fresh air. No, she's my dog. I don't have any grandchildren. What do you mean, why? Eh? What do you mean, a woman of my age? I never had any kids, that's why. Well, shut up then and let me speak. Thank you. 4 o'clock, all right. Well, can't you start the tea later? Well, can't he get his own? Well, what about 1 o'clock then? Oh, can't he get his own dinner? Oh, it's no good. I'm going to have to go. She's got a bit of an upset tummy and she's barking at the back door. I'll ring you back later. Will you ring me then? Well, can't he go out? Oh, rubbish, get rid of him and I'll speak to you later.
Get rid of him? Look, we don't all have the luxury of only looking after ourselves, you know. Yeah, but she's just a dog. Yeah, well, you want to try feeding 4 kids, a husband and your mother 5 days a week, year in, year out.
Who the hell are you talking to?
Well, as I say, we can't afford double glazing, so thank you very much. Goodbye. Cheeky beggar. They don't like it when you say no, do they?
No one rung for me, then. I know he rings the younger blokes up first, but I can still do a good day's work if I'm given a chance.
I know you can.
Rubbish!
Where are you going?
Back to bed.
You're a long time dead, Gladys.
And what's that mean?
Well, let's face it, you might as well be in a coffin now. You spend most days flat on your back snoring your bloody head off.
I do not snore, do I, Rita?
No, ma'am.
And you dribble. Disgusting it is.
Yeah? And you're ruining this lass's chances of making something of herself.
Ma'am.
What's she on about?
Ignore her. Go and have a lie down, ma'am.
She's only fat because of you.
She's always been fat.
Do you mind?
Wasted she is. Completely wasted.
What's she talking like that for?
Ignore her. She's balmy, you know she is.
Sandra, do you have to paint your toenails in my kitchen?
Yes, I'm in a hurry, Mum.
Where are you going now?
What do you mean, now?
Well, you were out last night.
Mum, if you want me to go to night school, I'd be out nearly every night.
It'll be dark nights soon.
I've sailed all over the world on cruises, Mum. I'm sure I can find my way around all in the dark.
Where are you going, anyway?
I'm meeting a friend in town.
A male friend?
No. And would it matter if it were?
I knew it. 5 minutes you've been here and already you're sneaking around seeing some...
Go on, say it. Some married man. Mum, you think what you like, I'm out here.
Well, don't come crying to me when his wife finds out.
That's it, Mum. You think the worst, like you always do. Well, I'm not bothered. I've got my plans. None of them include you. You snotty old rat bag. When I was little, my mum did two things for me that now I think she regrets. One, she unknocked my knees by sending me to ballet lessons. And two, she made me wear a brace to straighten my crooked teeth. It worked and all. After a few years, I was suddenly her beautiful, perfect daughter. Trouble was, she knew she'd opened a can of worms. Not only did I love dancing, I knew I were pretty. And being pretty was my ticket into show business. So I became an exotic dancer. But it's a competitive industry, isn't it? No matter how good you are, no matter how lovely your body and your face is, there's always going to be someone that's that little bit better. Why can't she just believe in me? Why can't she just see I can't be like everyone else? I refuse to be like everyone else. One day when I make it big, one day when my name's up in lights and I'm dead famous, one day, I know she'll be proud of me.
Morning. What, no chowing?
Why? You've given me another fizzing ticket, have you?
No.
What's wrong with you? Slipping up, are we?
No.
And what are you grinning at?
I'm not grinning. I'm smiling.
The traffic wardens don't smile. They're not allowed. You'll cop it if your boss sees you wearing that uniform and smiling.
I thought I'd better be nice to you.
Oh.
Now you're going to be a famous celebrity.
Fat chance of that.
You didn't get the part then?
No, I think I've changed my mind.
Nah, you was born to be a star, you. You can't just give up like that. Hey, I never had you down as a quitter.
Look, for a start, I'm not a quitter. And what business it is of yours, I don't know. It's me little dog, isn't it? She's playing me up again. And I don't like leaving her in the car all the time, especially at that place they're going to rehearse. It's full of joyriders and car thieves or worse. I can't even take her in with me. I mean, she's so nervous of strangers. My life's not me own. I don't know. There's always something to stop us from doing what we really want, isn't there?
I was going to play for England in the World Cup.
No.
Aye. In my dreams, that was. Anyway, I better get a move on. I hope things work out for you. I'll keep an eye on the headlines, just in case.
Aye. You do that. Silly beggar.
Mum. Mum, wake up, I need to talk to you. Mum.
Oh, Rita. I thought you and my mother an hour late for school.
You was never at school.
Well, I were dreaming one time. Oh, it was lovely. I had new shoes on and I were tap dancing on kitchen table.
Mum, listen to me. You've got to stop winding Billy up all the time.
I don't know what you mean.
You do. No more arguing, especially if you want me to do this play. I need you to be on my side, Mum, and that means being nice to Billy.
So you're definitely going to be in it, then?
Well, yeah, I think so, if I get the part, that is. So no more upsetting Billy. He's more sensitive than you think.
It's not easy for him being out of work. God knows he's a proud man.
He always starts it, not me.
You're both as bad as each other. But I need you on my side. Why don't you get up, eh? I'm going to clean the house from top to bottom. If that Pauline's coming round, I don't want her thinking I keep a mucky house now, do I? I'll let you put Jim Reeves on and polish the living room if you like.
Is racing on yet?
No, it's Jim Reeves and nothing.
All right. So when's she coming?
As soon as I get rid of Billy, I hope.
Right, I'm off now, Dad.
Gallivanting again, are you?
That's right. See you later.
What about me dinner?
I've told you, it's all prepared on a plate in the fridge. All you have to do is eat it in the microwave. Look, I'm going to be late, Dad.
Oh, my leg's gone to sleep again.
Try using them now and again, then.
You what?
I said I hope it don't rain again. Look, I've got to go now, Dad. Bye.
But I've got pins and needles. And I've got a funny tingling in me groin.
You're outdoors, Babs. Outdoors and on your way. You got new friends and a reason to get up every day. Your life's looking up, it really is. Don't feel guilty. Don't. He's just trying it on, that's all. He's just trying to stop you from being happy, you know he is. But what if it's not just pins and needles? What if he's slowly becoming paralysed, and it's a sign that there's something really seriously wrong with him? But what if I get home and he's lying on the kitchen floor, dribbling from one side of his mouth, and he can't talk anymore. He's just staring at me with menacing eyes, blaming me for leaving him. Oh no, there's a bus. Hang on, wait. One of these days I'll take a taxi. I will, I'll take taxis everywhere. Or I'll be picked up by a trendy friend in a soft top sports car, wearing shades and playing ABBA's Greatest Hits. Oh, Dancing Queen. My favourite.
Come on, get in.
Sandy, I thought we're meeting in town.
Jane, just come out. Come on, get in.
OK, hang on. I'm coming.
We're going to Rita's.
Rita's? Why?
You want this play to go on, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
Well, so do I. I need the experience. I'm thinking of being a makeup artist, working on pop videos, adverts, films and that. It's a good way to get recognised. Anyway, I spoke to the director and she's really looking forward to meeting them both. But you saw what they were like in the pub last night. That Pauline's a right bossy mare. And I just know Rita's going to back out of it if we don't persuade her.
Yeah, I liked Pauline, sort of. But I think you're right, though. I don't think they exactly hit it off. Not like me and you, eh?
Exactly. So, going round to her house and we're talking her into it.
So you know where she lives, then?
Sort of. Well, I heard her telling Pauline that she lives on Summer Park Estate.
Oh, what address?
I don't know.
You don't know? But Summer Park's massive. And it's dead rough.
It's something court. Court? Were it close? No, Dane. It were definitely Dane. Something Dane Park. Or were it Road? 21. I know it were definitely 21 because that's my age.
How am I expected to hear the phone with that racket blaring out?
Oh, sorry, Billy. I forgot you were still waiting for your phone call.
What did you say?
I said I'm sorry. Here, I'll turn it off.
Have you been at the sherry?
No.
What are you doing?
What's it look like I'm doing? I'm cleaning your darts trophies. I didn't realise you had so many. You must have been very good at it.
Yeah, I was.
Why don't you go and put your feet up in your shed and I'll bring you out a nice cup of tea.
You've been lucky on the horses or something.
Right, toilet spotless. Well, as clean as I can get it. How are you doing in here, ma'am?
What's going on?
We're cleaning up. Why are you complaining?
No, it's just that...
Have you seen these trophies, Rita? Isn't it clever winning all these? They're not all plastic, are they, you know? This one's silver-plated. I was just saying to Billy, I didn't know he was so good at darts. He should take it up again, practice in his shed and that.
I'll be in the shed if you want me. And if you ask me, she's definitely been at the sherry.
Ma'am,
Don't overdo it.
I can't win. If I'm normal with him, I'm not nice enough. And if I'm nice, I'm too nice. Maybe I should just stay out of your way and go back to bed.
Don't be daft. Oh, he means well, ma'am. I feel awful keeping secrets from him.
Rubbish. I smoked for 40 years and your father never even knew.
He did, ma'am. He just didn't say out. I hate sneaking around behind his back. But how can I tell him? He'll only laugh and tell the kids. I know he thinks I'm thick.
Rita, that's a terrible thing to say. I'm going to have words with him if that's what he thinks.
Don't you dare. It's my own fault I'm useless at filling in forms and that. And he knows I only look at the pictures in magazines. I could never help the kids with their homework. Anyway, I don't want him knowing. Not until I know I can do it. I haven't even got the part yet. Oh, ma'am. What if I'm good at it?
I'll get it!
Hello? Is there anybody there?
Who is it, ma'am?
Someone playing silly rags.
Here, give it here. Hello? Oh, heck, I can hear breathing, ma'am. Oh, no, it's more like a whimper.
Oh, let me listen.
No, ma'am. Ow!
I
get off!
Here.
Ma'am, give over. Oh, it's horrible.
Don't.
You're not scaring us, so bug
Don't
off.
Put it down, Rita. I want to have a listen. Did this help muck it, you love?
No.
But it were definitely a heavy breather. Here, I'll sort them out.
No, ma'am. Go in there. Go on, I'll deal with this. Ma'am, go and watch telly.
But I want to hear.
Go now.
I never get to do anything exciting.
Now, before you start, I'm telling you now, I have a very big husband. Ex-fisherman he is, and he's a very angry man when it comes to perverts, so... Pauline? Hey? What do you mean, what am I on about? I've just had a pervert on the phone. What do you mean it was you?
It was Diana, wasn't it? I was just going to ring you. Well, I did ring you, but then I realised they hadn't got a fag and they was in the kitchen. Hey? Well, if you listen, I'm trying to... It must have still been connected, that's all, and Diana knocked the receiver off. Well, I don't know why. Look, lady, I do not need this. As it happens, she's not very well, and if you must know, I'm very concerned about her. No, she's never used the phone before, bar me. She's a dog. What do you mean it's my fault? I do not treat her like a human. Look, I was going to ring you because I can't make it tonight, and I was going to say I was going to ring Jill and tell her to... What? I am not backing out of it. Look, you wasn't exactly ecstatic about it yourself. I was going to ask Jill if she could come round here, and I was going to offer to pick you up. But you know something? You've just made me mind up for me, lady.
Look, save your breath. All I want to know is if you're still doing it or not. No, you're not. Fine. Fine. Good. I'm glad and all. Same to you. Well, if you're that worried, take her to the vets. Pauline? Stropio. That's it. That woman is blooming impossible.
I can't believe we're sitting in a black cab. It's just like being in London, isn't it?
She don't get out much.
Is that right?
All this room. Hey, you could practically live in it, couldn't you?
This is nothing. Have you ever been in a limo?
Been in one, I never even seen one. I don't think they have them in all, do they?
No, I doubt it. I once drank champagne in a smoky black limo with tinted windows, air conditioning, TV, video, cocktail by the works.
No. Who's was he? Not Michael Jackson's.
Had it?
No. Just some bloke who reckoned I'd be good in his movie.
What, really? Who was it? Oh, don't tell me. It was Steven Spielberg, wasn't it?
Not exactly. His movie was called Debbie Does Dudley.
I've seen that one.
Oh, so you weren't in Hollywood then?
No, Birmingham. Can you stop here, please?
But we're exactly where we started from. Oh, we've passed that burnt-out car 3 times. I told you it were a massive estate. Blimey, Sandy, there ain't even any streetlights working round here.
Never are, love.
Look at the meter.
Oh, heck, what does that mean?
It means we're walking from here. We'll just have to stop someone and ask.
Rather you than me, love.
What do you mean?
Ignore him. He's only trying to frighten us to staying in his cab.
Yeah, I know, and it's working. Oh, I'm sure someone just moved in that bush over there.
So what time's she coming?
She's not.
What do you mean she's not?
It's Diana. She's having one of her funny turns again at summit.
Who the hell's Diana?
A wretched dog.
So what about you? What does she think you're going to do now?
I don't think she cares. I won't mind, but last night she was practically begging me to be in the flaming play. And now she's not even sure she can be in it herself.
Do you want me to ring her?
What's the point? She's not going to change her mind, is she? Nah, we might as well just forget it, ma'am.
Oh, well, at least you've got a spotless house.
Yeah. Look, why don't you go and have a lie down? I might as well make a start on that washing. I'm just going to nip to the shops, ma'am, and get some wash powder.
Dame Park Close.
No roads.
There are no roads. It's all closes or groves or rows of boarded up council houses and dodgy looking people and kids that look like they're going to pounce on you any second and mug you or... Oh, heck, is that a gun in that old bloke's hand?
Very funny. Will you shut up? I'm trying to concentrate. 22 Dane Park. What it Grove Lane?
Or was it 22 Dane Park Grove Lane Terrace? Or 22 Terrace Street Road? Oh, look, we're never going to find it wandering around guessing. And if I'm not home before it gets dark, my dad'll be... Look!
What?
It's Fish!
Who?
Oh, it's Rita! Quick, run!
So what's the point if she's not going to do it either?
But she has to do it. Sandy's told the director you're dead excited about tonight.
I was. Well, I'm still petrified, but excited as well, sort of.
Well, I need to do this play. I want out of this town, and the only way to do it is if I get a job with the BBC in the makeup or costume department.
I thought you were going to work in films.
No, the BBC. It's about the only thing that'll impress my mother enough to let me leave. So it's no good. We're just going to have to get round to Pauline's and persuade her to do it.
But it's a dog, innit? She won't leave it in the car or at home, and she won't bring it in with her because she says it's nerves of strange places. Ruined it is.
You mean to tell me that my whole future at the BBC now hangs in the balance because of a stupid dog?
Oh, Rita, I had me tap shoes on again. Only this time they were golden and... Oh, heck, I didn't realise we had company. Had to put my teeth in.
This is Sandy and Babs' mum from the drama group. They're as disappointed as I am about flipping Pauline.
Oh, I didn't realise you was disappointed, love. I thought you said you were a stroppio.
All right, ma'am, sit down and have a cup of tea.
If I was a few years younger, I'd have stood in for the stroppio cow myself. Is that a fresh bar?
I've got it.
What?
How we can persuade her. We can take you, ma'am.
Ooh, lovely. Take me where?
To Pauline's to look after a dog whilst we do the read-through tonight.
I thought it was an audition. What do you mean, read-through?
Well, that's what you'll have to do. You and Pauline, read through the script.
Well, that's not a problem, is it?
Look, all this really doesn't matter anyway, because my mum can't go anywhere.
Who said I can't?
How can you, ma'am? What's Billy going to think when he gets in and there's no one here?
He can think I've been abducted by aliens, for all I care. I'm going, and so are you. It's years since I travelled upstairs on bus. Has anybody got a singy?
Ignore her, she's just on the scrounge.
When I were at school, it was always all the hardest lasses that sat upstairs on bus.
I were allowed to get the school bus just in case I were corrupted into smoking by the other girls. It was too late, we're already on 20 a day.
I can't remember a time when I didn't smoke.
Oh, I've only ever had a quick puff behind the bike sheds with Mark Thomas. Oh, it's still exciting, this, isn't it?
What, sitting upstairs on a bus?
Well, yeah, you know, it's all been together because of the play and that. Hey, you know what this is, don't you?
A bad mistake?
No, girl power.
Oh, hi.
Ah, well, we've got stroppy spice to talk round yet.
Maybe she's eaten something that didn't agree with her.
No, I never let her out my sight. And I only give her the best lean turkey breast.
It's usually a favourite.
I bet it is. It's my Billy's favourite and all, only we can't afford the best in our house.
And what's that supposed to mean?
She means it's a waste of blooming money feeding a dog lean turkey breast.
I can feed my dog what the hell I want to. What business is it of yours, anyway?
Look, I thought we were here to discuss tonight. The read-through, remember?
Well, I'm not going. Come on, ma'am, let's go and get another two buses home. I told you it was a waste of money coming here. Aye, money we haven't even got.
Hang on, Rita, wait. Pauline, let Gladys sit with Diana and watch her till you get back.
I said I'm not doing it. I've not even looked at the script properly. Never mind, I had time to read through it. Ma'am, put your coat and hat on. We're going home.
No, I won't. I'm staying.
Not here, you're not.
Rita, you've got plenty of time to read through it.
No, I'm sorry. I've made my mind up. This was a stupid idea in the first place. And it's obvious Pauline and me. Well, we don't see eye to eye. And with her attitude, I don't think we will. Anyway, she's far too interested in mollycoddling a flipping terrier dog than she is in being in any play. Ma'am, I won't tell you again. Come on.
My attitude? Oh, yeah, blame me. Why don't you? Just because you're too scared to do it.
Look, when I first came here, I was willing to give it a go because these lasses came all the way to my house and brought me here and because you said you'd help me learn the lines and that. But now, just like you, well, I've realised that I've got other priorities, that's all.
All right. Here's the script. Let's do it now.
Eh?
You heard. Let's have a practice now.
Oh, maybe we'd better be getting off home, Rita.
I'll read the direction.
Come on, then.
Here you are, Rita. There's Fishy's line C. She's got the opening monologue. Starts here and goes right up to
there. I haven't got my reading glasses.
And I need to take my tablet, don't I, Rita?
Yeah. What's wrong? I thought you said you weren't scared. There you are. What did I tell you? Now it's come down to it, she's going to bottle out.
I'm not.
Oh, Rita, are you sure?
Well, go on, then. Read it!
Do you want to borrow me glasses?
No! No, I can't! I can't just read it like that. I can't read properly, all right? So are you satisfied now, eh? Come on, ma'am. Let's stop wasting everyone's time and go home.
In Crazy Big Fish, Rita was played by Deborah McAndrew, Gladys by Ruth Holden, Billy by Terence Mann, Pauline by Rachel Davis, Babs by Sally Walsh, Sandy by Katie Kavanagh. Other parts were played by members of the company. Crazy Big Fish was written by Jill Adams and directed in Manchester by Polly Thomas.